the important thing when it comes to investing in products in general, but for inoculants in particular, you know, farmers got to look at the potential for a return on investment, right? They want to make sure that the money that they're spending is going to bring something back to them at the end of the year. And when we use an inoculant on soybeans in particular, but any other legume crop, alfalfa or anything like that as well, what we're doing really is investing in nitrogen for that crop. Soybeans take about 5 pounds of nitrogen to make a bushel. And so if you're raising a 50 bushel soybean crop, which is, you know, these days kind of a mediocre soybean crop, that's still 250 pounds of nitrogen that that crop needs. And so if we can get that nitrogen in the case of soybeans from the association that soybeans have with rhizobia in the soil, that's a much more efficient use than or way to get that nitrogen than using a fertilizer application to supply the nitrogen the soybeans need. So there's the really great return or potential for return on investment, where an inoculant may run anywhere from, you know, as little as $3 to as much as $5 an acre. You know, 250 pounds of nitrogen is going to cost you $125 to $150 or, you know, depending on where the nitrogen price is and the form of nitrogen you use. So it's much more cost effective to inoculate the soybeans in order to get that nitrogen that the crop needs.